After this, what we can try to do is do use the AI and see if it actually works, and we just do it.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
Well, Riverside FM does have an automatic AI editing feature. So I was thinking after the podcast, we just edit it. So my new philosophy these days is like all the hard stuff I just do in the beginning of the day. So like as soon as I wake up, I go straight to the gym, which was has been kind of cool since I just go straight to the gym. Like I don't even wake up. I'm just like boop. Like I gain consciousness and then I leave my house and then go straight to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah. So my thought process is that, as you create your process of your life and all these things, like what, we do these recordings, like why wait? We might as well just edit them right after we do the recordings.
Okay,
That's
sure.
my thought process. But I want to see and work with you. Like we do the AI editing, see how that looks, and then we just go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that that's the podcast. We're good. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
great.
Oh, that's a start. That's how we're starting it, is just talking about the podcast,
Podcast.
about editing the podcast right after we do this podcast.
It's super meta, yeah. It's
That's, yeah, very meta.
the podcast within the podcast in the
Oh,
podcast.
okay, so that's our intro really to the podcast, is just us talking about editing the podcast after we finish this
Yeah.
podcast.
At one point, I feel like didn't we have an idea where it's like we just start the podcast and then we show people how to start a podcast by recording how we started the podcast?
Wait, what? Now I'm lost.
No.
That's too meta.
Like
That's a
remember
little.
we're like, oh, okay, let's
I
show
think that
people
was
how.
something you had a conversation in your brain, not
No,
with me.
I totally shared it
I
with
think
you.
that was like that's like a meta conversation you had in your brain,
No,
because
I know.
you're so deep into this meta trend.
Right. It's like
Yeah.
Inception in my own
It's
brain. Like
Inception. Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
having a
You
dream of
planted the
myself.
idea deep in your own subconscious.
Me
Yeah.
and Leonardo
And it's
DiCaprio are having this.
It materializes when you wake up in the morning to go to the gym.
Okay.
When you got when you step out your door and then you go to the gym, that's like when it materializes. And it's like, and you're thinking, oh, yeah, I just had this conversation with Jeremy about
Yeah, man,
starting the
it's like
podcast by talking about the podcast.
felt so real. This was years ago. I think years ago we were like, okay, the best way
Years
is,
ago, I don't remember
yeah.
any of this.
Yeah, see, that's why I remember. Now I'm inceptioning your brain. I'm like, yeah, don't you remember? I used to do that a lot in the back in the days. I'm like, don't you remember? You're wearing that blue shirt and we were talking about it, and then you were at home and I was at the cafe. Like I would just insert these different memories to people where it'd be like, they're like, yeah, I was
No, it
wearing
doesn't
that
work like
shirt.
that for me. I just if I don't remember it, it's like out of my mind and I reject it.
Okay. So it's an automatic no. It's like
Yeah.
innocent until proven guilty. Or guilty until proven innocent. Oh, are you innocent?
No, it just doesn't exist.
Sure,
If you don't
sure.
talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's like all problems in life, right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about politics because it doesn't exist. No, I'm just
Exactly.
kidding.
That's how it. Yes, that's how I view it. It's like, yeah, if I don't talk about politics, I don't address it,
You don't have to worry about it.
then it doesn't exist.
Yeah. But I found it interesting. So yesterday I saw this article about autophagy.
About
And
what?
normally, you know what autophagy is?
No. What is?
Autophagy is like it's a multitude of different things, but what happens is that any stressors that occur in your body, what happens is that it kind of goes into like a shock mode. Your body goes into a shock mode that it like optimizes the use of different like broken DNA, all these different things in your body. That's what autophagy is. So autophagy is actually achieved by putting stress on your body, which can occur when you fast. So intermittent fasting, puts you in a state of autophagy. I think after 12 hours, something like that.
Okay.
Right. So
So
yeah. So okay. So my point was is that when I did the Great Aloha Run, I was doing intermittent fasting,
Sure.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if exercise creates autophagy, because I was like, I haven't eaten and I'm running, and I'm like, oh, is this accelerating like autophagy, like having my body going into autophagy? And yesterday they said that with rigorous exercise, or is it rigorous or vigorous?
What do
Rigor,
you
vig. What's the difference between vigorous and rigorous? Rigorous
Well,
is
one
when.
starts with R, the other one starts with a
No,
V.
I know that difference, but rigorous is what, like, rigorous is ongoing, right? Isn't that rigorous is ongoing workouts? Like, is that a consistent rigorous exercise or a vigorous exercise? Anyway, it was
One
a
means rough, that's all I know.
okay.
Yeah.
That's a Hawaii education for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they said vigorous. I know it's vigorous because I saw the captions. But with vigorous exercise, your body's able to enter into autophagy,
Okay.
because it you're when you but you have to, I think, have to have your heart rate at 80%. So, like for me, that's what, 80%? What is it, 80%? Like, I have to be at 180 in order for me to enter, like 108 beats per minute.
Oh,
180.
108, or are you saying 108 or 180?
180. Yeah. I mean, I have to be running pretty hard. But for me, because I'm a little bit bigger, it's not that hard for me to get to 180. Like, I just
Are
gotta
you how
run.
are you how are you measuring your BPM?
I do it on the treadmill. So I put my hands on the
So do you
treadmill.
actually achieve the 180?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm running at 5 miles per hour, which is slow. Like, there's like every morning there's this elderly guy who runs like 6 miles per hour, and I'm like struggling, and then
Well,
I'm
I mean, I can't
breathing.
say anything because I don't really run on the treadmill.
Oh, you don't do cardio?
No, I do cardio. I just don't run on the treadmill.
You can just walk.
Well, I do an incline walk,
Okay.
right? And then I do Stairmaster.
All the girly stuff. I can do some girly stuff.
Do you mean the girly stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. Stairmasters. I always see the ladies on the Stairmasters.
Yeah, the Stairmasters usually are very packed in my gym. Like,
Oh yeah.
it's always full.
Well, the gym is definitely not full at 3 o'clock.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That's why sometimes I hope that I wake up at 3. There was a time I woke up at 12 and I was like, should I go to the gym? Because I like it as a trigger response, right? So
Yeah.
I'm like, and I can wake up any time in the night. So if I wake up at
Don't when
12,
you but I mean if you when you go to the gym so early, don't you like crash out super early in the day?
So yeah, that's a good point. So after I go to the gym, whether it's at 2, 3, or 4,
Yeah.
what I, and I so I ended up going to the gym at 4 today. If it's at 4, I actually don't take a nap. If it's at 3, then I do take a nap, like maybe a 90 minute
Why
nap.
does that why does that make a big difference?
Well, because I lose 1 hour of sleep, right?
So you only need 1 hour of sleep, is that one extra
Well, so I mean, I just try to complete a REM cycle, right? And a REM cycle is 90 minutes. So what well, I mean, that's the funny thing, is like, I have all this information in my brain, and I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, I should just share this with the world. Like, I have so much information, but I mean, I have no sources to cite. It's just stuff that I've collected over. I mean, I could cite the doctors, but it's like I'd be citing the same doctors because I follow the same people over and over. Dr. Berg. I follow Dr.
I
Berg.
don't know who that is.
Dude, I miss Dr. Axel. I don't see Dr.
I don't know
Axel
who
anymore.
that
Well, Dr. Axel had like this collagen that I was gonna buy.
Are
So
these
I was,
doctors online or
yeah,
what
they're all
is?
online
Oh,
doctors.
okay.
They're just doctors
They're
that.
like,
So don't take this as medical advice if you're listening to us.
so don't take it don't take it as
But
medical advice, but here you are. It's like, yeah, so medically I gotta be at
well,
180
that's
BPM.
the disclaimer, right? Like, I don't want people to listen to me and then they die. So the disclaimer is that this is not professional medical advice,
Yeah.
and but I did get them from medical professionals on YouTube, and I take that with a grain of salt, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I do is I try to get like at least one more cycle of REM sleep. I think you go through three or, I mean, you track your sleep, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
With
What does it
my
say to you? Does it say, because I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying like, oh yeah, I went through 2 to 3 REM cycles. I'm like, oh, that's healthy. And I was like, oh, it was another YouTube. Actually, I feel like all I do is watch YouTube and TV. Because it was a
On
YouTuber.
medical doctor stuff? Like that's
Well,
all?
this guy wasn't a medical doctor. He did 30 days sleeping on the floor.
Oh
So
man, that must have been, that must have like hurt
it
his
was pretty
back.
brutal. Like he did the night camera and all that stuff, and he kept shifting around. But when he looked at his results, he got at least 3 to 4 cycles of REM sleep within a 6-hour period, even though his body was moving the whole time. I mean, with me kind of being overweight, I do have sleep apnea, and I don't know how that affects it. But I refuse to actually get an iPhone watch or an iWatch.
Oh.
Are you looking at your sleep?
I am.
Do you get REM sleep? Does it say REM sleep? Like how much REM sleep you get?
It tells me I do, yeah, I do get REM sleep. It tells me deep, light, REM, and awake.
So what's your numbers?
Well, the last this past week I haven't been wearing my I haven't been tracking my sleep on my
Of course.
watch. But looking at past ones,
I got a haircut. I need a
let me
haircut.
see. Let's see here. Oh, on Sunday was the last time I tracked my sleep.
I mean, that's not too bad.
I slept for 9 hours and 47 minutes.
Yep, that's all you do is sleep. And
It
it's
was
like,
a
oh, should I
Sunday,
wear?
yeah.
Like, should I wear? Oh, I okay, then that's fair. Should I
It
work
was a
or should I just
Sunday.
sleep for 9 hours? Yeah, I
I wish
choose
I
the
could
nine
sleep
hours.
9 hours every day.
I know, right?
Yeah, I had an hour 36 deep sleep,
Only
six
hour
hour
36?
of deep sleep.
That's like that's stage 2 and stage 1, right?
I don't know what stage it
Okay,
is.
anyway, no, I
There's
just keep
six
like
hours and 19 minutes of light sleep.
that's terrible. Okay,
1 hour and 52 minutes of REM sleep.
that's it. That's terrible too.
And 3 minutes of awake.
We're just like half a conscious, half light sleeping, just moving around.
I don't know. What is that? How? What is the? What is it supposed to be?
I mean, I definitely think that you need at least, if you need, so REM cycle, I think is 90 minutes.
So an hour
So,
30 minutes.
yeah, an hour, 30
So
minutes.
I
And,
slept hour 52 minutes.
well, but you need 3 cycles.
Why do you need three cycles?
Because that's how your circadian rhythm works. Your
Oh.
circadian rhythm goes through your biological clock. So, I guess light sleep. You had deep sleep and REM sleep, right?
Deep, light, and REM, yeah.
Let's see what's recommended. Oh man, that's so much sleep. I don't think I can sleep that much. Oh, actually, I guess you did pretty good. So these are the recommended for a 7 to 9 hour sleep cycle. So 13 to 23% of sleep time. Or 1 to 2 hours per night of deep sleep is recommended. And I mean, I better let me check these sources before I become someone that I'm not supposed to. Please take all this with a grain of salt if you're listening there. I mean, we just explore topics and talk about these things as an ongoing conversation. Yeah, see, there is stages. So, oh, there's 3 stages of NREM. So, according to Healthline, you go through 2 cycles, right? Rapid eye movement and then 3 stages of non-rapid eye movement. So, light is N1, deep is N2, and deeper sleep is N3. And then they cycle, see, so you cycle through these stages 4 to 5 times a night, and the stages are go from N1, N2, N3, N2 REM. And then each cycle lasts around 90 to 110 minutes.
Okay.
So for you, light sleep should be only 1 to 5 minutes. That's why when you said 6 hours, I'm kind of like, that's crazy. So I guess during N1, When you're asleep, your skeletal muscle tone and breathing is the same as when you're awake. So I guess you're just like chilling, just chilling.
Just chilling.
Yeah, but N2, not like non-REM sleep stage two. Your teeth start grinding, which is 45% of your sleep percentage. Dude, it's like I've never understood sleep. As an entrepreneur, I've never really wanted to sleep, and I know that there's certain things like amyloid plaque that can occur that needs to be swept up, and all these high maintenance things that need to happen while you're sleeping. But I don't like it. But there's some people with bags under their eyes and all that jazz.
Yeah, that means they're sleep deprived, right? If they don't
Sleep
bag sleep.
deprived, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that people who get 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night are very sleep deprived.
Are very sleep deprived?
Yeah, they're definitely in a sleep deficit. 5 to 6 hours.
I heard that the different people need different amounts of sleep.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a case by case, but I mean it's kind of like vitamins and supplements, right? Like, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D, but that could be a byproduct of being deficient in like magnesium or potassium, because you can't absorb the calcium that's in your blood, right? But I mean, I guess it all depends. Like, well, who you want to be? Do you want to be a big fat person, or do you want to be a big skinny person? Because I think even sleep helps to restore your metabolism, your metabolic rate. So,
Sure.
yeah. But yeah, so you should be 105 minutes in deep sleep. So you had what, 1 hour in deep sleep?
No, I had 1 hour 52 minutes of REM sleep. Oh, wait, how much of deep sleep you mean?
Yeah, deep sleep.
Hour 36.
Okay, yeah. So 105 minutes in total between your cycles should be for deep sleep. And
Okay.
that's when your body repairs and regrows tissue, builds bone and muscle, strengthens the immune system. That's when you have sleepwalking, night terrors, bedwetting. But this is where a person is hard to wake up, so it's hard to wake up. But I mean, you're a pretty light sleeper, I feel. Maybe that's why you get 6 hours of light sleep.
I mean, I know I have a hard time falling asleep instantly. Like, I don't fall asleep
Not
instantaneously.
like me.
Not like you, yeah.
Yeah, I can pass out on a second.
Yeah, I
I
know.
can be. It was funny because when I was in Florida with Pavel, we were driving in going to the Hard Rock Hotel, my favorite hotel on in
Sure.
the world. So we were driving there, and I said, "Hey, look at the buildings." And then he started laughing. I was like, "What are you laughing about?" He's like, "You totally just slept like in like a second when you just asked me how the buildings were." Then I guess I was snoring.
Oh, yeah, you fall asleep right in the middle of your sentences.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that. But I mean, maybe that's not a good indicator of like obviously quality sleep. I'm
I
just
don't
like.
know. I honestly, I've seen you literally fall asleep the moment you sit down on a plane.
Oh
Like the
yeah.
moment you get seated, right? And
Yeah.
you sit down,
Yeah.
you close your eyes and you're instantly asleep and you're
Instantly.
snoring and
Yeah.
like you're snoring when, everyone's still trying to like find their seat and you're still coming
Settle
in,
in. People
settle
trying to
in.
settle in.
Yeah. And you're already have like fall deep asleep. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's a, honestly, since I've been flying a lot too, and helping Kamala with the campaign and stuff, when I go to sleep on the plane, like the person next to me always says the same thing. I mean, they're probably first irritated because so I try to disclaimer it with being like, "Hey, I snore. Like, just wake me up if I'm too loud." I do tell them that, but like the number one comment is always like, "Oh, I don't know how you did that. Like, you just like sat down, you went to sleep, and then the last time or the next time I saw you conscious was when we landed." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what I do. That's
Yeah,
how I
that's the
go."
other thing too. It's like you fall asleep the moment we you sit down, on a plane, yeah. and then you don't wake up until the plane lands.
Oh, I know. This is the best thing. It's like almost like
and time it's like stop. It doesn't even matter like how long the flight is, you know?
Yeah.
Like
it could be 9 hours, it could be 12 hours. Like, dude, the one from North Carolina.
I don't know about like I don't know about 9 or 12 hours, but definitely if it's like, you know, 6 hours, yeah, I see.
Oh yeah. 6 hours is an easy flight for me. I was like, but you know, the sad thing is that in my mind, mm-hmm. like prior to going on the flight, I'm like, I'm gonna read this book. I'm gonna write this story.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch this movie, and then none of it happens. It's a ongoing cycle that never happens.
Yeah. And you know, there are times where you've asked questions like you did with Pavel. You ask questions and then I think I'm about to answer and you're already like asleep.
Hey, but you know, I think as long as I can drive and I can operate machinery, I think it's fine. Operate heavy machinery.
Do you operate heavy machinery?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I know that I have the ability to without falling asleep. But you know, the other funny thing is like, well, they always ask me, did you take Benadryl? Did you drink something before you came? I was like, no, I'm probably just like
mm-hmm.
40 years deficit of sleep.
40 years.
I have a sleep debt so deep that it's like flying is the only time that I can get it back. You know, it would be neat to measure my sleep to see how.
Yeah, you should.
How quality of my sleep is.
Yeah, why don't you?
I don't want to wear anything. I hate wearing stuff.
You wear glasses.
But I need to see. That's not a good logical point. It's like
you could use contacts.
Yeah, I could. Contacts is a whole nother animal. You know, like. Before I used to wear contacts all the time because mm-hmm. it was convenient. But did I ever tell you the time that I woke up and I didn't have my contacts in Vegas?
Oh, is it lost in your pupil, right? In your eye or
no, something? No, well, that happens too, right? Like there's all these lists of things that contact wearers have issues with. But this one in particular, I was traveling and I was in Vegas. And I think it was after probably we all did the work that we needed to, but I fell asleep that night mm-hmm. just watching YouTube. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, it's so blurry. And I was like, where's my contacts? And it was the only pair of contacts I had. And I never brought glasses. So I had to walk to LensCrafters blind the whole mm-hmm. time. But like, at least for 30
that's
minutes.
Your own fault for not bringing
backup. That's why it's like with glasses, I don't have to worry about anything anymore.
If you lose your glasses?
Well, when I sleep, so these lenses are $23.
Yeah.
These frames are $23, yeah. The ones I'm wearing now. And the lenses are like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got the most expensive lenses.
Sure.
But these are the most durable frames I've ever had. Like they don't break. Like sometimes I wake up and it's like broken and I have like one whole, like, what is this?
Well, I'm saying like, what if you lose your glasses?
I mean, it's kind of hard to lose glasses in anywhere except maybe the plane. So the plane, I try to put it in my like breast pocket.
I feel like most people have a trouble losing their glasses and their contacts.
I mean, contacts are a little bit easier to lose than your glasses. Glasses are kind of a big bulky thing. Like even when I sleep, I still can kind of find my glasses before I leave. I
feel like people are like, where are my glasses?
Oh no! Yeah. Because when you wake up, I just, you know, like I'm like a blind guy just trying to feel for my glasses. Where's my glasses?
Yeah, and then what if they break? You know, like what if they get stepped on? I mean, I don't wear glasses, so I don't know the struggles.
Yeah, there's a lot of the struggles.
Yeah, I know. I'm just blessed.
Yeah, okay. I'm just blessed. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, there's a few things, right? So losing your glasses, when it breaks, you just use like one side and you just float it or you try to tape it. That's why you see a lot of like dorky mm-hmm. people tape their glasses. But I think so, you know, like it's happened to me like maybe one or two times on the plane where my glasses have fallen off and I'm like, fuck. And then it's sliding down like the other person's like eye on. I'm like, God damn it. And trying to like reach under their legs. And I'm like, give me my glasses. Especially since I take red-eye flights, everyone's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be just like, hey, guys, can you wake up? Like, I need to grab my glasses. You know what I mean? So what I do now, right? I either put it in the front pocket or I put it in my breast pocket. But the heart, I think what's the most irritating, I think it happens to a lot of people, which I gotta stop doing. When I travel, I have to stop wearing my earbuds because something's weird about my left ear. It just doesn't stay in my left ear. So like I'll listen to music and then the music will stop. I'm like, where'd the music go? And then I lost my earbud. And I
You don't feel it falling out?
No, I do, and that's when I wake up.
Oh.
It falls out, and I'm like, "Holy shoot! I just lost my." And like that actually causes me the most anxiety on a trip or a flight is when I lose my earbuds, and then it falls to the ground, and then I'm like, "I gotta get it." And normally, what I do because it's a red eye flight, I just wait until the flight's done. But there was a time that it fell down, and I think I had like 10 of the flight attendants help me look for it. The cleanup crew and the flight attendants all came to help me look for my earbuds. And I think I missed my connecting flight. We're all like looking, pulling up the seats and grabbing
Oh my
everything.
gosh.
Yeah, I know it was kind of like embarrassing for me, but I'm always embarrassed.
Sounds like you need over the ear
Yeah,
headphones.
like what you're wearing right now. Like I was thinking about that, but honestly, I don't have room in my bag because I usually just do my carry bag. You know, when I went to Philly, I just had my carry bag.
Yeah, they're not that big. They fold in.
Well, but the carry bag, I can only fit a certain amount of things. It's not like my old bag. Like I had an old bag that had my whole life in there. I could flee the country if I needed to. Like I had my passport and everything inside,
Was
like
it was
pretty
that
much
your is that your go bag?
in my to-go bag, yeah. Well, to-go bag came from NCIS, right? Or was that
Was it NCIS? I don't remember.
how do you know about to-go bag? It was
Because I had
Criminal
one.
Minds.
I mean, I kept one before.
Criminal Minds, maybe? Criminal Minds. I like Criminal Minds. To-go
I
bag.
mean, I first heard about to-go bags from the show Newsroom, which was on HBO.
Okay, I've never watched it, so I couldn't relate. Is it good? Is that what news reporters do? News reporters have to go bags?
Apparently, for media, for like re for field reporters,
Yeah.
for in case of like break, I guess it's for the ones who do like breaking news and stuff.
Yeah,
They
breaking
need like
news.
some sort of like,
Microphone.
they need some sort of emergency plan, right? In case of
EpiPen.
something like they have to, like for example, like something some huge news breaks down and they have to hop on a plane in like 30 minutes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's like for those that are like covering, like right when Trump's first assassination attempt, it was like everybody had to go there and everyone was there for 12 hours waiting for the media and waiting for them to clear the area. Kind of like that. Yeah, that's exactly why I have a to-go bag if I need to cover some, like,
Well, I had one because there were times I think you had you tr you told me like, "Oh, you want to
Time to go.
fly? You want to go? You fly out
Time
to
to go to
wherever?
Iowa.
You
Time to
want to fly out to
go
wherever like
to
tomorrow?" I was like,
Iowa. You know.
"Yeah, I guess."
Yeah. Oh, but you know, that actually kind of reminds me of last night's meeting. We had met with the rep for Thrive. Yeah, and I guess John Lambert's not there anymore.
Oh, really? He's no longer
Yeah,
the branch manager?
they restructured it. So I don't know if he left. I mean, I told the person that we met with to mention my name, so at least they would know who I was. But I was like, hey, just mention my name to John Lambert. You know, because I mean, I've known him since I was like 16, 18. So
Well, I mean, I know he's been with that company. Well, I
for
mean
very,
the whole thing, the whole merger from
all the
like
mergers and the
different name
acquisitions
changes
and
and
the
mergers. Yeah,
change,
I know you've
change,
been
change.
through all of that since the beginning.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, we met with him and it kind of reminded me, like, you know, about, well, John Lambert first. And then, of course, for you, I was like, oh, yeah, my employee used to be at Thrive. They suck. Nah, I didn't say that. Actually, you know, we're like, I guess they're looking to get into more like SaaS stuff. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was like,
Yes,
oh,
well,
cool.
they've always been a lot in, very much into SaaS related products.
Well, yeah, and I did ask him about LocoVox. I think he was surprised that I knew about LocoVox. He's like, "Oh, how do you know about that?" Well, because I think at the end of the conversation, he was kind of like, "Oh, well, maybe we'll just do this integration thing." And then I said, "Oh, do you have anything else?" And he's like, "Oh, we could do the listing things. We can put you on 50 different listings and see how healthy your listings are." I'm like, "Okay, well, it sounds like LocoVox." He's like, "Yeah, it was kind of like not that." But I feel like, when you ask a politician questions and they're kind of like, they talk about other things. They say like, it's like, "Oh, so what are you gonna like for Kamala during the debate? What are you gonna do for the middle class? Or like, what are you gonna do about inflation and the,
Oh, this is a
economics?"
segue into politics.